You're listening to a UC San Diego podcast.
Well, I'm going to be talking the most. So chapter 11 is about differential equations. Let y So when we say y prime, we mean the derivative of y with respect to x. Y double prime means the second derivative. So this means the second derivative of y with respect to x. So this is a differential equation, right? So a differential equation means you have an equation. So y here is a function of x. So this is an equation in terms of x, y, and derivatives of y. So an equation like that is called a differential equation. So when I say the derivatives of y, I mean the first derivative, second derivative, third derivative, and so on. This is a differential equation. So you're asked to check that y is a solution. X cubed is a solution. So when you have a differential equation, you want to solve it. So what do I mean by solve it? It means that you want to find y
such that this is satisfied, right?
So when you want to solve a differential equation, it means that you want to find y such that this is equal to 0. This is satisfied. So you're given this, and then you're asked to check that this is a solution. So I want to check that this is a solution. How can I check? So I have to find y double prime, right? I have to find y, if this is y, I can find y double prime, and then I plug it in here, and then I see if this is 0. If this is 0, then this is satisfied. So if y is x cubed, then y prime is, the derivative of that is 3x squared, and so y double prime is the derivative of this. The derivative of this is 6x, right? So now I can check if this is equal, if this is satisfied. So x squared y double prime minus 6y, which means this is equal to, so x squared is just x squared, y double prime is 6x, and then minus 6y. What is y? Y is x cubed, right? Y is x cubed. So this is 6x cubed minus 6x cubed. This is 0. So this proves that x cubed is a solution. So any question? So the question is this the only solution? And the answer is no. So I just gave you the solution, and I told you to check it's a solution, right? I didn't tell you how to solve it. So we're going to talk about, in 11.4, we're going to talk about how to solve a differential equation. So I'm going to come to that. Yeah, this is not the only solution. This is just one of the solutions. Yeah. Any other question? So here you can actually check that if you have any constant times x cubed, it's still a solution. So 2x cubed is also a solution. 3x cubed is also a solution. So cx cubed for any c is a solution. You can check that that's still this is 0. So let's see another example. K such that e to the kx So I want to see for what values of k, this is a solution to that differential. This is a differential equation in terms of y prime, y, so that's a differential equation. Now, if y is equal to e to the kx, So I want to check if this is satisfied. So I have to find y double prime, right? I have to find y double prime to be able to check this. So if y is this, then what is y prime? Y prime is the derivative of this with respect to x. E to the kx. What's the derivative? What's the derivative of e to the kx? So it's k e to the kx, yeah. It's the chain rule, right? By the chain rule, e to the kx, the derivative is e again, right? E to the kx. But you have to multiply by the derivative of kx. The derivative of kx is k. So that's the chain rule. You get this. So this is equal to that. And so y double prime, what's the derivative of y prime? The derivative of y prime is, again, I have to find the derivative. So what's the derivative of this? K e to the kx. K is a constant, right? It's just with respect to x. So k is a constant. K just remains there, right? And then you have e to the kx. The derivative of e to the kx is k e to the kx. So you have another k. So this is k squared e to the kx. So now I can check if this is satisfied. For what values of k this is satisfied? So y double prime minus 4 y. So what is y double prime? Y double prime is this. It's k squared e to the kx minus 4 y. Minus 4 y is e to the kx. So this is k squared minus 4 e to the kx. So if I want this to be a solution, this must be 0, right? I want y double prime minus 4y to be 0. Then it's a solution. So if y e to the kx is a solution, then we must have that this is 0. So k squared minus 4 times e to the kx must be 0. Then this is a solution. So k squared minus 4 must be 0. So this means k minus 2 times k plus 2 is 0. So k is 2 or minus 2. There are two solutions, right? So for these values of k, e to the kx is a solution. Any question? In 11.1, you just want to check that something is a solution. But later in later sections, there are techniques to actually find the solution. And I'm going to talk about them today. Just say y prime. Dy dx is the same as y prime, right? Sometimes I write dy dx, sometimes I write y prime, but they are the same. So this is the solution to that for any. This is y prime. So this is just a differential equation, right? This is given 2y. So y prime equals 2y. This is a differential equation, right? This is an equation in terms of y and y prime. And you want to say that, you want to show that this is a solution for any constant c. So y is c e to the 2x. So if y is this, then y prime is the derivative of this. C is a constant, so all you get is 2c e to the 2x, right? C is a constant, so you get, that's the derivative. And then 2y, and then what's 2y? And this is equal to 2y, right? Y is this, and this is just 2y. C e to the 2x is y. C e to the 2x is y, so that's 2y. So y prime is equal to 2y, so that proves that this is a solution to this differential equation for any c. It doesn't depend on c, right? It does not depend what c is. For any value of c, this works. So this is 2 times y. This is y. C to the 2x is y. So usually when you solve a differential equation, you get a family of solutions. So I get a family of, so this is, I get many solutions, right? For any value of C, I have a solution. So if you sketch all the solutions in a graph, this is X, this is Y. So when, let's say, C is 1, this is e to the 2X. I'll sketch it here. So when C is 1, you get y is e to the 2x. So that's one of the solutions. And e to the 2x is this. Right, this is e to the 2x. Let's say when C is minus 1, you get y is minus e to the 2x. That's, again, a solution. So that's... So this is y is minus e to the 2x. So that's another solution. So for any c you choose, you get one of these solutions, right? Let's say when c is 2, you get this, 2 e to the 2x. Okay, so you get this. So this is 2e to the 2x. So all of them are solutions to that. And then negative 2e to the 2x is this. Right? So these are all solutions to this differential equation. This is a differential equation, and all of them are solutions. So all of them are just this for different values of c. So if I just give you a differential equation, it should just give you this. Usually you get, I mean, always you get lots of, you get a lot of solutions. So if I want just to pick one of them, then what I can do is I can tell you, find a solution such that such that y of 0 is 1, right? So this one, y of 0 is 1. This one, y of 0 is 2. So if I tell you y at 0 is 1, then you know that I'm picking one of them, right? So if I give you a condition, so I tell you that find this differential, solve this such that y of 0 is 1, then you know that, then you're picking one of them, so. Let's say y of 1 is 2. So I know that, so it's given that this is a solution, right? Suppose that it's given that this is a solution, and I want to find c such that y of 1 is 2. So this is the general solution, and I want to find c such that y of 1 is 2. So if y is 2, x must be 1. So I want, this is the general solution. I want one of them such that when x is 1, y is 2. So I want when x is 1, y to be 2. So when x is 1, y must be 2. And then I can find c. And this implies that c is 2 over e squared. So this is the value of c. So the solution is, so this is the general solution, so c must be that. So the solution is 2 over e squared e to the 2x, right? It's e 2 over e squared e to the 2x. So when you solve it, you get a family of solutions. And then, but if it's given that y at some point is what? So if it's given y of 1 is, it could be y of 0 is 1. It could be anything, right? If that's given, then you can use that to find c. So I want y of 1 to be 2 here, right? I want y of 1 to be 2. So this is 1. Y of 1 here is this. Y of 1 here is that. So at one, y of 1 is 2 for one of them, right? At some point, let's say this is 2. At some point, y of 1, let's say this is 2. At some point, y of 1 is 2. So all of them are solutions, all of these. All of these are solutions. One of them is going to cross this point, right? I want the solution that crosses this point, 1, 2. That's the point 1, 2. This is 1. This, let's say that's the... Let's choose a different color. So let's say this is the point 1, 2, right? I want one of them that crosses this point. And there is only one of them that crosses that point. And that's the solution. And which one? This one. Just give you more examples to see how to use the... So we're going to see more examples on this. But I'm going to go to 11.4. So far I didn't tell you how to solve a differential equation, right? The differential equation is given, and then you're asked to check something is a solution. But how you can solve it? So in most cases, differential equations are not easy to solve. In a lot of cases, it's impossible to solve. So, but if they are of a special form, if they have a special form, then there are techniques to solve them, right? It's like integration. Integration in general is hard, but if in some cases you can apply some techniques, integration by parts, you can apply substitution, this is the same. So differential equation in general, there is no technique. But if it's of some special form, then there are techniques to solve those special cases. So let's say you want to solve instead of differential equation, I just write DE. So when I write DE, I mean a differential equation. So let's see an example. Suppose that you want to solve this. You want to solve dy dx is... So for example, let's say you want to solve this. One way to solve a differential equation is you separate it in a sense that you bring all x's on one side, all y's on one side. So I want to bring all everything in terms of x, one side of the equality, and everything in terms of y, the other side. In this case, it's possible to do that. You can write it as y, x squared is here and d to the x is here, so I can write that as dy, you can write it as 1 over y to the 4, dy is x squared dx. So you're allowed to multiply by dx, and that requires some proof, but that's correct. You can bring dx here, right? So this is the same as that, right? But everything here is in terms of y, everything here is in terms of x. So if you can do that, these kind of differential equations, they are called separable. So we say that this differential equation is separable, and if they are separable, then you can solve it. So we're going to talk about separable differential equations in this section. So this differential equation is called separable. So this is an example of a separable differential equation, right? Because you can do this, because you can bring all y's in one side, all x in one side. Then it's called... Because if you can do that, then you can solve that. Now I can take the integral of both sides. Now to solve this, to solve a separable differential equation, you just take the integral of both sides. This is just in terms of y. This is just in terms of x. So this is just an integral in terms of y. This is just integral in terms of x. So what's the integral of 1 over y to the 4? So 1 over y to the 4 means y to the negative 4, right? Y to the negative 4, the integral is y to the negative 3 over negative 3. And x squared, the integral is x cubed over 3. You have to add plus c. If these two are equal, if this is equal to this, right, if this is, then if I take the integral of both sides, I get this and I get that. So so this is a solution, right? Now I can find y from here. So from here I can find y. You don't need plus c on both sides, right? You don't need to add plus c here and another plus c here. Because if you add, let's say, plus c here and then another plus d here, then d minus c is the constant in the end. So in the end, you're going to have d minus c, right? So now I can multiply by negative 3. So y to the negative 3 is minus x cubed. Minus 3c. So you can find y here. So this implies that. So that's 1 over y cubed, right? 1 over y cubed is negative x cubed negative 3c. So this means y cubed is 1 over negative x cubed negative 3c, and this implies y is one over negative x cubed negative 3c 1/3. So the main thing is you take the integral of both sides. You get an equation, and after you get it, you can use that to find y in terms of x.
Question.
Yes. C. So this is a solution for any value of C. Yeah. So C can be anything. You say this is the solution for any phi you choose. This is a solution. To write negative 3?
Yeah.
Where? You mean here?
Yeah.
3c? Oh, you mean why did I write negative 3c? I can just write c.
Yeah.
That's what you mean? Yes, that's correct, yeah. Instead of negative 3c, you can just say plus c. Yeah. Because 3c is just a constant, right? You can just say, I call that c. And you can just write minus x cubed plus c. Sorry, substitute? Yes, instead of 3c, you can call this c. That's also correct. You can write, but this is also correct. You can write plus c. Because 3c is a constant, minus, you can call that a new constant. You can call that a c. Yeah. Is Is this separable? So separable means I want to bring all x's on one side and all y's on one side. Is it possible to do that here? This is tangent of x plus y. I can't separate x and y in tangent of x plus y. There's no, I cannot separate, so this is no. So this is not separable, so I can't use that technique, right? I can't use that technique to solve it. So this is not separable. Yeah. Another example. So you want to solve this, and as I said, when you solve it, you always get some constant like that. You get some C in it. So after you solve it, you can use this to find C. So this is called initial condition. So this is called initial condition. So you have a differential equation, you get lots of solutions. But if you have initial condition, then you just get one solution. So the first step is to solve this. But after you solve it, you use this to find C. So the first step is to solve that. And the only technique we know so far is just to solve separable differential equations. Is this separable? It is separable. Right? You can bring all y's on one side and all x on one side. So you get, if I do that, I'm going to get 1 over 3y minus 2 dy is equal to 1 over x squared dx. So it is separable because I'm able to separate it one side in terms of y, one side in terms of x. So you can take the integral of both sides. So what's the integral of 1 over 3y minus 2? Sorry? Exactly, yeah. Yes, so integral of 1 over 3y minus 2, you can do, one way is to do substitution, right? You can choose this to be u. You can choose the denominator to be u and do substitution. An integral of 1 over u, it's just ln of u. So if you do that, you're going to get the answer is 3, the natural log of 3y minus 2. That's the integral of, it's 1 over 3. And then the right-hand side, 1 over x squared, the integral is minus 1 over x and a plus c. Right. So I can find the general answer from here. So now I have y. From here, I can find y in terms of x, right? After you take the integral, you have an equation in terms of y and x, and you can use that to find y in terms of x. So you can find y in terms of x, but that also has c, right? So that's you can find y in terms of x, but there is c in it, so it's going to be. This is a general solution, and then you can use this to find c. I can even use this right now, right? Right now I can use this. Y of 1 is 2. I can set x to be 1 and y to be 3. So if I set x to be 1 and y to be 3, I can find c right away from here. So you can do that right now, or you can find y first, find the general solution, and then substitute this. So if you're asked to find the general solution, then you have to find y in terms of x and c first, and then substitute this. But here, I haven't told you to find the general solution. It just says solve this. So I can substitute this right now. So y of 1 is 3. It means when x is 1, y is 3. So this must be satisfied when x is 1 and y is 3. So 1/3, so we must have 1/3 of natural log. This is 3y. Y is 2. Y is 3. So this is 3 times 3 is 9. So that's 9 minus 2 is minus 1 over x. X is 1. Plus c. And this implies that c is 1/3 of ln of 7 plus 1. Right? This is c. So you can plug in c here and then find y in terms of x, right? So it's a little complicated here, but if it was 1 or something, it's easier to substitute. But here I just find it in terms of c. So let's just solve this y in terms of x. So this implies that ln of 3y minus 2 is minus 3 over x plus 3c, right? I multiply both sides by 3, so I get ln is natural log of that is minus 3 over x plus 3c. And as you said, I can do that. I can replace 3c by just c, right? 3c is a constant, so I can call that c. I can write that just plus c. That's okay. Then this gives me that 3y minus 2 is e to the minus 3x plus 3c. Right? And so I can find 3y minus 2 So 3y minus 2 is plus or minus e to the minus 3 over x plus 3c. And so 3y is 2 plus or minus e to the minus 3 over x plus 3c. And so you can divide by 3. So y is 1/3 of 2 Yes. So if absolute value of, so the question is how did I get plus or minus? If you have absolute value of this is equal to that, it means that that's how you solve absolute value, right? Then this must be plus or minus. That's because of absolute value. So in the end, you can substitute this here. C is this, right? Now I can, now I know C is this, so I can substitute C here to find, so this is the general solution. This is the general solution. Yes. Exactly. So that's a good point. So the point is, if I substitute 3C by C here, right, then in the end, that C is different from this C. So I already found C, right? I already found C to be this, and this C is this C. So if I substitute 3C by C, then that C is not this. So if you first find C in the beginning, then you cannot change that C, because I already found C to be this. Then I have to keep that C all along. But if I didn't do this here, I want to do it in the end, then you can do whatever you want. In the middle, you can change that by just C, and in the end, you find that C using this. Right? But I already found it in the beginning, and this C is exactly this C, so I cannot change it in the middle. I get another C. Yeah. So this is the general solution to that differential equation. Y prime is 3y minus 2 over x squared. So when C, but the solution that satisfies that initial condition, C is this. So y is 1/3 of 2 e to the minus 3x plus 3c, and c is that. So that's going to be ln of 7 plus 3. Because C is this. So 3C is ln of 7 plus 3. So Y is 1/3 of 2 e to the negative 3x times e to the ln of 7 times e to the 3. So Y is 1/3. E to the ln of 7 is just 7. So 7e cubed, and then e to the negative 3 over x. Any question? Because C is this, right? C is this, and I'm plug it in here. This is 3C. 3 times this is 3 times that plus 3 times 1. So you get plus 3. So the general solution is in terms of C, but if you have an initial condition, you can use the initial condition.
This has been a UC San Diego podcast. For more, visit podcast.ucsd.edu.